as millions are digging out from the snow, we're showing you just how bad it was. From the top down, this is what the system looked like from space. Astronauts could see it from the International Space Station. New York City's mayor said this storm would crack the city's top five ever for the amount of snow on the ground. The lights went out on Broadway, just one major part of the city that was shut down. To New Jersey, one of six states that saw more than 30 inches of snow. At high tide, some parts of the Jersey Shore actually got more flooding than Superstorm Sandy brought in 2012. Baltimore, Maryland saw its heaviest snowfall ever, more than 29 inches there. Mass transit services had to be canceled. Same story in Washington, D.C. Roads were blocked by snow. Schools are closed today. And ice and snow made driving conditions treacherous all the way south to the Carolinas.
From above, the monster storm looks peaceful, almost serene. But on the ground, it caused death, misery, and destruction. From fatal accidents to huge snow piles, flooding, and the complete shutdown of major cities. The blizzard of 2016 is one for the record books.
This is a historic snowstorm. This is a huge challenge for Pennsylvania. We are deploying all of our resources to try to make sure that the people of Pennsylvania are safe.
Okay, back, now forward.
As the weather begins to subside and people dig out from tons of snow, it could be days before life gets back to normal.
Stay patient, and to quote a line from one of my favorite musicals, we're all in this together. So just stay patient.
I've never seen anything like it. Within minutes, a rush of water from that bay came over into the harbor and essentially flooded our crew.
In New Jersey, coastal residents are assessing damage from tidal flooding that sends seawater and ice blocks onto town streets.
I came home early from work yesterday. I cleaned out the bottom half of my house and I brought everything up.
Smart.
Yeah. We learned from Sandy, so.
In Kentucky and Pennsylvania, stories of epic traffic jams. Some motorists stranded for almost 24 hours.
I've never been stuck on a highway this long before. We've been here for about 15 hours.
Stuff like this, it's going to be hard to get out of here anyway. So I think we're going to be here for a long time.
85 million people impacted by the storm. More than a dozen deaths, hundreds of traffic accidents, thousands of power outages and flight cancellations. It is a storm that won't soon be forgotten.
Wet, sloppy conditions, and just trying to make the best of it and clean everything up as much as we can.